From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a no-show in Washington. Saudi Arabia's King Salman will not take part in a U.S. Arab summit hosted this week by President Barack Obama. Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir says the king also canceled a planned White House meeting. The summit begins Wednesday with delegations from the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council visiting the White House. On Thursday, the meetings move to the Camp David presidential retreat. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they have shot down a Moroccan F-16 warplane taking part in the Saudi-led air campaign targeting them. Morocco's military said the jet was last seen Sunday evening and that the pilot was not seen ejecting from the crash. The Houthi-run news channel says the plane was shot down by anti-aircraft guns in Sada province near the Saudi border. On Monday evening, Saudi warplanes targeted a rebel arms depot in the capital Sana'a, setting off a large explosion. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Russia for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin and other top officials. The talks are an effort to ensure that U.S. views are clearly conveyed to the Russians. By late Monday, however, the Kremlin had not confirmed Mr. Putin's participation in the talks. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has again accused Russia of violating the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. The United Nations says 300,000 people in South Sudan have lost access to help from relief groups. The groups have withdrawn from the town of Leer due to fighting in the area involving rebel groups and government forces. This is VOA News. This from Reuters. South Africa's main opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, says it has chosen Emmusi Maimane as its leader, making him the first black person to head the traditionally white party. The party hopes the move will widen its appeal in a country deeply divided along racial lines. At the United Nations, the U.S. has mounted a vigorous defense of its pursuit of justice for its citizens. Lisa Schlein reports.
A large U.S. legal team fielded questions and sharp criticisms from U.N. member states about the U.S. human rights record. States participating in the debate proposed a number of recommendations to the U.S. These included demands for the U.S. to abolish capital punishment, to close the Guantanamo detention facility, prevent acts of torture in areas outside the U.S., eliminate racial discrimination in all its forms, and combat violence against women. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. security and nuclear energy officials are briefing key lawmakers about the proposed 30-year extension of a U.S. nuclear power cooperation agreement with China. The closed-door meeting in Washington was called as Congress begins to consider whether to renew a pact that has been in effect for the last 30 years and expires at the end of this year. Lawyers for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have concluded their bid to persuade a jury to sentence him to life in prison rather than death. The last 44 witnesses called by his defense attorneys over 8 days of testimony was a Roman Catholic nun, death penalty opponent Helen Prejean. She testified she met with Tsarnaev 5 times and that he expressed regret over the suffering of his victims. South Korean officials Monday outlined their worries about North Korea's first missile defense launch from a submarine. Brian Padden reports.
South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman Kim Min-seok confirmed that North Korea did test fire an underwater ballistic missile on May 8th. He called the test a serious and great concern and urged Pyongyang to immediately stop further development of this weapon. But the defense ministry spokesman also said the test indicates North Korea is years away from deploying this enhanced capability. Brian Patton, Seoul.
Nearly 2,000 Rohingya and Bangladeshi migrants have been rescued at sea in Southeast Asia over the past 2 days. Activists and government authorities warn that thousands more could remain trapped in crowded boats. Police in Malaysia say smugglers dumped more than 1,000 migrants in shallow waters off the island of Lang Kauai late Sunday night. Officials say many of them appeared weak and hungry. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.